USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today could have been tense, but a shutdown will be averted. President Trump just signed a bill in the Rose Garden in just a few hours that will keep the federal government open. And right after he signs that bill, he plans to declare a national emergency along the U.S. southern border so as to get the wall funding he wants that this funding bill does not contain. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe claims justice officials were discussing whether the vice president and cabinet could push for the removal of President Trump from office under the 25th Amendment. Vice President Mike Pence disputes the idea.
I never heard of any discussion of the 25th Amendment, and frankly, I find any suggestion of it to be absurd.
McCabe had made his claims in an interview with CBS coming ahead of the release of his new book about the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Some leading economists say the chance of a U.S. recession this year is rising. A new Reuters poll of economists saying there's now a 1 in 4 chance of a recession in the next 12 months, which should keep the Fed from raising interest rates next month. The lawyer known for representing adult star Stormy Daniels is now going after rapper R. Kelly. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a reported video showing him having sex with a minor. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he turned over a 45-minute tape to Chicago authorities. An attorney for Kelly disputes the claims. He says law enforcement hasn't contacted them, and he says his client is entitled to a presumption of innocence.
Facebook's reportedly negotiating a deal with the Federal Trade Commission that would include a multi-billion-dollar fine over its privacy practices. Sources familiar with the matter tell the Washington Post the two sides are still trying to hammer out details of what that fine will be. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence was at a gathering yesterday of international leaders discussing Middle East issues, and he chided some of our European allies for not supporting U.S. sanctions on Iran and for continuing to support the Iranian nuclear deal that the U.S. has pulled out of. However, later in the day, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in an interview that many of our European allies are helping the U.S. continue to put pressure on Iran.
The Germans shut down Mahan Air from traveling. It's an airline that is connected to the Quds Force, the Iranian Quds Force, the terror element of the Iranian army. Other European countries have called out the Iranians for their assassination campaign that continues to take place throughout Europe. These are things that the Europeans have been disinclined to do before, and now they're doing.
Pompeo was speaking there in an interview on Fox News. A powerful Pacific storm forcing residents to leave their homes in parts of California. In the northern part of the state, heavy rain has been whipped by 75-mile-an-hour winds. Some neighborhoods have had to be evacuated because of mudslide dangers. In fact, yesterday, a mudslide north of San Francisco destroyed a number of homes, buried several cars in mud. Luckily, no one was injured. And the NBA All-Star Weekend starts in Charlotte this evening when the U.S. plays the world in the Rising Stars game. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.